Here is a story sandwiched between Jesus, the proclaimer and agent of the reign of God, and his expulsion of an unclean spirit, which at first sight appears to be an account of discipleship. This brief narrative of a call might just be that. But first and foremost, this is a story about Jesus. This story invites us to participate in the activation of a dangerous and disturbing memory. We are invited to immerse ourselves in the story of Jesus as recorded in the scriptures, attested by the traditions, celebrated in the Eucharist, praised through song, shared in testimony, and encountered around our Sea of Galilee. Out of the extraordinary vastness of Christian imagery and thought, we, by faith, hold a subversive memory of the one Jesus who is at the center of Christian speech. This Jesus that we speak of, as recorded by the Markan writer, walked into the mundane everydayness of the four fishermen's space. Now, check this out. He comes unannounced, uninvited, and perhaps even unknown by the men. Jesus, the decisive other, walks into our space, our todayness, and meets us amid the fading of God's presence, the muting and making invisible of racialized bodies, the structuring, demonizing, and politicizing of unprotectable life, and finally, the living of life without passion. Jesus walked into their space, for they did not beckon him, nor did they seek him out. And he created a shift in their life, as is the case in our own lives today. Now, Jesus walked not only into their lives unannounced and uninvited, but he also did something else. He issued a call that created a break. In Jesus, the four fishermen were gripped by a new reality, as we are today. They were seized by the anointed dynamic one, Jesus, who created the space for them to step into a new way of life. Amid their casting of nets and working alongside their father, the fishermen were captivated by Jesus' summons to participate in a way of life with the other. However, such a call initiated a concrete break, and thus present commitments were made secondary in the light of the urgent demands of the nearness of God's reign. My friends, in our present age, God encounters us in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit and meets us in the busyness of our lives. We are called today, like the fishermen from yesteryear, to make the break from the ties that have us bound, the nets of conformity to the temporal, racial and ethnic tribalism, mistreatment of the vulnerable, and a vested interest in the present order of things. Christ calls us to make the break. May we experience the saving grace of God in our lives, whereby we set our affections on things above, cross the racial and ethnic borders of life, enter into solidarity with the marginalized, and engage in a praxis of social transformation. May we, like the four fishermen, follow Jesus.